The contract to supply Iran with air defense S-300 was signed in late 2007. Despite the advance payments in 2010, former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev signed a decree on measures to implement the fourth sanction resolution in the UN Security Council against Iran, which called for a ban on the transfer of S-300 to Iran.
Contracts should have been complete, in my opinion, because everyone got an impression, the Iranian side, which is valid and justified to my belief, that Russia did it under pressure from external forces. Pressure from some Western partners.
The issue of Iran's support and renewal of the contract to supply Iran with S-300 was officially questioned by the chairman of the Public Council. In his statement, Mr. Korochenko also pointed to Moscow's interest in supporting Iran, including its defense capabilities. According to experts, there is evidence indicating that Iran holds a few S-300 delivered from Belarus.
In the world, in the arms market, there is a very strong competition. If we do not sell missiles to Iran, it will be made by someone else.
The Washington recognizes that the sale of S-300 to Iran does not violate the UN Security Council resolution on Iran's nuclear program. Russia, as of today, still has not renewed the agreement for the supply of the S-300. However, according to experts, it would be a logical step for maintaining Russia's geopolitical interest in the region. Маргарита Богданова, Press TV, Moscow.